Pastor Sean is on vacation this week. He'll return Friday to the office. If you have a pastoral emergency, you can reach out to him. But today's service will be lessons, readings with carols, and reflections from Martin Luther. I invite you to stand as you are able. Come, look upon the baby Jesus, cradled in the arms of his mother. Come, listen to the choirs of angels announcing good news to all people.
Hear in this marvelous song that we too sing, glory to God in highest.
Come, receive this ancient story in your heart, not as history, but as a gift. We begin today's service in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Pray with me. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading is from the second chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in band of cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is Luther's reflection on the birth of Christ. Behold Christ lying in the lap of his young mother. What can be sweeter than a babe? What more lovely than the mother? Look at the child, knowing nothing, yet all that is belongs to him. That your conscience should not fear, but take comfort in him. Doubt nothing. Watch him springing in the lap of the maiden. Laugh with him. Look upon this Lord of peace, and your spirit will be at peace. You will see how great is the divine goodness, which seeks above all else that you should not despair. Trust him. Trust him. Here is the child in whom salvation. To me, there is no greater consolation given to mankind than this, that Christ became man, a child, a babe, playing in the lap and at the breast of his most gracious mother. Who is there whom this sight would not comfort? Now is overcome the power of sin, death, hell, conscience, and guilt. If you come to judge this gurgling babe and believe that he is come not to judge you, but to save. Martin Luther's Christmas book.
The second reading is from the second chapter of Luke, verses 8 through 16. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Luther's reflection on shepherds and angels. Look at the shepherds. They were watching their flocks by night, And an angel came and made them apostles, prophets, and children of God. This is a great miracle that the shepherds should have believed this message. They might easily have thought to themselves, are we too shepherds worthy that the whole host of heaven should be marshaled for us, and all the kings on earth and all the dwellers in Jerusalem be passed by? I know I would have appealed to common sense, and I would have said, who am I compared to God and angels and kings? It is an apparition, but the Holy Spirit, who preached through the angels, caused the shepherds to believe. They were so strong in the faith that they were worthy to be spoken to by angels and to hear every angel in heaven singing a cantata just for them. This is a pure wonder that enters not into the heart of man. Our God begins with angels and ends with shepherds. Why does he do such preposterous things? He puts a babe in a crib. Our common sense revolts and says, could not God have saved the world some other way? Martin Luther's Christmas Book, page 36.
Oh.
The third reading is from the second chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and has come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord.
Luther's reflection on Herod and the wise men. When the wise men received the divine revelation that the King of the Jews was born, they made straight for Jerusalem. For, of course, they expected to find him at the capital, in a lordly castle and a golden chamber. Where else would common sense expect to find a king? But because they were so sure of themselves, the star left them. Then they were sorely tired, and had they relied solely on human wisdom, would surely have said, "Confound it. We have come all this way for nothing. The star has deceived us. The devil has led us by an apparition. If a king had been born, would he not be in the capital and in a palace?" But when we come, the star disappears, and we find no one who knows anything about him. Can it be that we foreigners should be the first to have news of him in the royal city? Everyone is so cold and unfriendly that no one offers to go with us and show us the child. They do not believe themselves that to them a king is born. And shall we come to find him? How desolate for the birth of a king. If a puppy were born, there would be some little stir. And here a king is supposed to be born, and everything is so still. Should not the people be singing, capering, lighting lamps and torches, bed-decking the streets with roses and mayflowers? What a miserable king we are seeking. What fools we have been to let ourselves start on this quest. Nature wants to feel and be certain before believing. But grace will believe before she feels. Faith steps gaily into the darkness, trusting simply in the word. But having come, they decided to inquire of the king before returning. At their report, Herod the king was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Why was Herod terrified and all Jerusalem with him? He had good reason to be afraid because he had tyrannized over the Jews for 30 years. Now, Herod had a crafty plan. "The Jews," thought he, "will hide the truth from me. But I will find out the town where this king is to be born, and also the time. And then, if they hide him, I will catch him anyway. I will kill so many babies that they cannot escape. So he called the scribes and said to him, "Where is Christ to be born?" Then, perhaps through fear, the scribes answered him that in the prophet Micah, it is written that he should be born in Bethlehem. Martin Luther's Christmas Book, page 50.
The fourth reading is from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Luther's reflection on the Word made flesh. Let us then meditate upon the Nativity, just as we see it happening in our own babies. I would not have you contemplate the deity of Christ, the majesty of Christ, but rather his flesh. Look upon the baby Jesus. Divinity may terrify man. Inexpressible majesty will crush him. That is why Christ took on our humanity, save for sin, that he should not terrify us, but rather that with love and favor he should console and confirm. This is the word of the prophet. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. This is for us the hardest point. Not so much to believe that he is the Son of the Virgin and God himself, as to believe that this Son of God is ours. That is where we wilt. Truly, it is marvelous in our eyes that God should place a little child in the lap of a virgin, and that all our blessedness should lie in him. And this child belongs to all mankind. God feeds the whole world through a babe nursing at Mary's breast. This must be our daily exercise. To be transformed into Christ, being nourished by this food. Then will the heart be sufficed with all joy and will be strong and confident against every assault. Martin Luther's Christmas Book, page 33.
I ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Empowered by the news of Christ, let us pray boldly for the church, creation, and all who are in need.
God of grace, you show us mercy not according to our worthiness, but according to the abundance of your steadfast love. Grant us the courage to go into the world and do likewise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. God of abundance, the sun and moon praise you, and the shining stars sing of your love. Where we have desecrated your creation, make us into healing balm for what we have broken. Hear us, O God.
God of righteousness, when leaders fail to fulfill their calls to enact justice, you suffer alongside us. Propel those in power to see you reflected in the faces of all they serve. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. God of life, you claim us as your own and care for us as Christ's siblings. Pour out your compassion in every place. Your people suffer, and protect them in the palm of your hand. We especially pray for the family and friends of Gloria, Cheryl, Mike, Sally, Ed, Jack Jr., Pastor Tim, Jeff, Tony, those on our long-term, homebound, assisted living, and limited mobility prayer list, and for those that we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Your mercy is great.
God of compassion, you nurture children as the apple of your eye. As you sheltered your son Jesus from Herod's grasp, shelter all children in danger. As you comforted Rachel, comfort all who have lost children. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. With the joy of Christ's birth in our hearts, we commend all our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your boundless mercy and eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share God's peace. Continue now with our gifts and offerings.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of glory, great are your wonders among us, and many are the blessings you bestow. Use this and these your gifts for the needs of the world, that all the ends of the earth may rejoice in your saving grace through Christ our Savior.
Amen.
Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. By your word, you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts: freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise. Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated for the announcements. I don't have a brochure, but I know there's breakfast Friday morning at Lulu's. Tuesday, 7 p.m. is prayer shaw. And today, I forgot to tell you, was the first Sunday of Christmas. Like I said, Pastor Sean will be on vacation until Friday, January 2nd. He is available for emergencies, and if you have a pastoral need that is not an emergency, you can contact the office and he'll get with you when he returns. The office will be closed Thursday, January 1st, and will reopen Monday, January 5th. And January 4th, and this is the big one, it's the installation of the 2026 council. So we'll be here to kick it off on the right foot. Make sure at 12:59 New Year's Eve you lift your left leg in the air so you can start the new year on the right foot. That's my Jack Harpst for the morning. So now receive this blessing. May the word that Mary brought to birth carry you into new and abundant life. May the word that Joseph cradled in his arms enfold you with love and strength. May the word that angels proclaimed in song bring harmony to our world. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory to God in the highest.
Go in joy. Embody God's redeeming grace.
We will.